Israeli officials say their first civilian-level meeting with Lebanon marks a significant shift in regional diplomacy, widening talks beyond monitoring last year's ceasefire. Israel's government spokesperson, Shosh Bedrosian, stresses the meeting's political significance.
This is a historic development. Be in no doubt that this direct meeting between Israel and Lebanon took place as a result of Prime Minister Netanyahu's efforts to change the face of the Middle East. As the Prime Minister has said, there are unique opportunities to create peace with our neighbors.
The meeting was a step toward a months-old U.S. demand that the two countries broaden talks beyond monitoring last year's ceasefire, in line with President Donald Trump's agenda of peace agreements across the Middle East. Ms. Bedrosian also confirmed the Rafah crossing will reopen shortly, at first only for Gazan residents wishing to travel to Egypt. She says this will follow Israeli security approval and coordination with Egypt, using the same mechanism employed during the January 2025 ceasefire. Lebanon's Prime Minister has insisted the nation is far from any diplomatic or economic normalization with Israel.